And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it is 45 degrees under, you know, somewhat clear skies. And joining me in the studio, I have Dr. Dave Astola, pediatrician from Search, and Cindy Edwards from the Haim Center, here to talk about this week's upcoming Doc Talk. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think as we can gather, on Wednesday, the Doc Talk will be about kids and pediatrics. Dave, what are you going to be talking about?
Well, I think my talk is suffering from a very unclear title. What I'm hoping to talk about is unintentional injuries in children. And I know the topic is, says something different in the paper, but I chose unintentional injuries. I think it really is somewhat of a quiet epidemic in children. I think most people are unaware that the greatest risk to their child's health is not necessarily getting ill, seriously ill, it's getting hurt. And there's about 9,000 childhood deaths every year from unintentional injuries. And for every death, there's about 25 hospitalizations and literally millions of emergency room visits and even more physician office visits. So it's probably the thing that's most likely to bring you into the healthcare system is your child getting hurt.
Well, why do you think parents and caretakers don't really realize this? Why are they focused on other things?
That's a great question. I think oftentimes we have lots of minor injuries and near misses, and sometimes we've all been there. The near misses sometimes make great stories, and they seem very funny in retrospect when you found your child on the counter or at some high place that you didn't have any idea they can get to, but all of those things are really only one step away from a serious injury. And the numbers here in Sitka seem small, but we have a relatively small population. And if you look at the numbers in the terms of, in the context of our community population, we actually have fairly high rates of injury.
Now, you make a point between distinguishing between unintentional and accidental injuries and argued that the viewpoint is the distinction is really important.
It is. I don't want to steal too much thunder from the talk. I want people to come. But the word accident is hated in injury prevention circles because the word accident implies that you had no control over what happened. And I think if we really think about most times our kids got hurt, we can look at the situation and say, boy, if I had done that differently, this probably wouldn't have happened. So it both could have been anticipated and prevented. And the word accident is a little bit of an out, saying you really didn't have control over the situation. And I think, people can really take control of the environment in their home and create a much safer environment where their child's less likely to get hurt. And also at the community level, I think there are things we can do as a community to keep our kids safe. I think the Kids Don't Float program is a great example of that. And again, these are all things I'll touch on during the talk, but I don't know if people remember the old playground at Keat and the slide that was higher than any slide I've ever seen in my life with a relatively hard surface underneath. Fairly predictable that it would cause its share of injuries, which it did. So safe playgrounds, safe boating, there's lots of things we could do as community members in addition to doing as parents to help keep our kids safe.
You know, there seems to be just this sort of deep underlying perhaps shift in perspective that you're advocating for. Parents from my generation, you know, you always hear us saying, well, back when I was a kid, you know, we didn't wear helmets, we didn't wear knee pads, and but you're saying, well, maybe that's not the healthiest outlook?
I'm absolutely saying that, and I think it is true. We didn't do those things. I know I didn't do any of those things, and if you look at our childhood injury rates from those decades, it reflects in the fact that we did not do those things. And again, people, I think, will be surprised to find that the United States ranks very high for childhood injuries amongst developed nations in the world.
Well, you could have spoken about a whole range of topics when you were approached to do this doc talk. Why did injury prevention just leap out at you as the talk?
If I look at the things that have had the greatest impact on kids in my career as a physician, obviously infectious diseases, we've made tremendous headway in controlling infectious diseases with immunizations. And I think by and large, people are accepting of of immunizations, and the results show in the rate of childhood illnesses. And again, I don't think there is that level of awareness with regard to injuries. So to me, it's probably the most important area to talk about because it has the greatest impact at this point in time.
You know, for me, thinking about going, I get this sort of, oh, I'd like to, but I'm not so sure I can handle it because I think back on one particular incident and feel sick to my stomach, a near miss, as you say. Mm-hmm. How are you going to convince parents who would rather not think about this and be, uncomfortable, convince them to come on down, have some snacks and listen to your talk?
It's a great question. And I'll tell you, I have a hard time even myself looking at the material sometimes because I look at pictures and it makes me think of episodes with my own children and as a physician of taking care of, children who were critically ill with injuries. But, again, I don't think a head in the sand approach is for doesn't work for most things, and it doesn't work here either. I think, people need to come in and listen, get some information, and, it'll be an opportunity to make the home environment all that much safer for their children. We'll try to keep it fun and light. But, the very nature of it, thinking about children getting hurt and God forbid getting killed, it's a hard thing. But I think it's a potent motivator for people, too. When you're confronted with those numbers, you have to sit and acknowledge, I guess, my child is at risk. And it's just a great opportunity for people to maybe pick up some pointers. I will have some discussions that will be, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but we'll recommend things that are probably not consistent with common practice, particularly with regard to infant sleeping and those types of things. So I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a fun discussion. We'll have some great pictures, lots of cute kids, and I think people will get some valuable information.
Okay. Well, Cindy, this is what, number 6 in the series? Where are we now?
Yeah, I think we're at 5. Okay. And we've got, a lot ahead of us, too.
What's coming up next?
Next up, we have Gio, and he is going to talk about preventing activity-related injuries, specifically hamstring, knee, and foot. And he is spectacular just as well.
So we have Dr. a couple Vastola. Of weeks of injury prevention coming up. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Dave Vastola will be speaking at the Doc Talk series at Hames this Wednesday, 7 to 8, free. Snacks will be provided. He'll be speaking about injury prevention. How long have you been a doctor here at Search, Dave?
I have been here 26 years.
So many, many years of experience and insight to share.
24 more than I planned on.
That's great.
Well, that is an interesting story.
I don't regret any of them.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. Anything to add, either of you?
I guess I would just add that I think it's an amazing thing that we have a doctor with that many years of experience, has been serving this community, and is willing to come and serve again in this forum. And be open to everyone and have a presentation sharing that knowledge, but also just encouraging us to become better in a health practice and allow for question and answer. And I mean, the snacks that they put over there, they're so fancy too. So I think it's just really an amazing situation. So I'm just really, really grateful for it. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Actually, I think the doc that's talking only has about 10 years of experience because that picture is at least 15 years old.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Dr. David Vastola, pediatrician over at Search, and Cindy Edwards from the Hames Center. Doc Talk's coming up Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Hames Center. It is free.